Meet Yari Rodriguez, California-born, longtime Massachusetts resident.
Well, I'm an engineer. I work for MIT, and I'm working on like space-related technology.
And R. Daniel Golden, Arkansas native, new to the Bay State via Texas.
I've spent 15 years in the U.S. Army in, you know, different levels of telecommunication as well as public relations. Currently, I'm an engineering student at UMass Lowell.
The news this week that NASA has detected flowing water on the surface of Mars hit especially close to home for these two. After all, they plan to live there someday.
I've never doubted that I was going to Mars.
Going to Mars and staying there is like, that's what I've been looking for, the adventure that I've been looking for.
It's an adventure they believe they're already on, with Mars One. Here's how it's described in a promo video.
Mars One will establish human settlement on Mars in 2023. In that year, the first group of four humans will land on Mars. Every 2 years after that, another group will join the settlement.
A private company based in the Netherlands, Mars One has the audacious goal of colonizing Mars. Rodriguez and Golden are among 100 finalists for the mission, from which 24 will be selected, earning one-way tickets to the Red Planet.
How psyched were you when you found out?
It was just the most exciting email I've ever gotten.
I had to remind myself to breathe.
Now, if you think this all sounds like a pipe dream, you're not alone. Serious questions about everything from ethics to funding remain, and everyone from former astronauts to MIT students have called into question the feasibility of the mission.
Some things we don't know because Mars One hasn't told us. Some things we don't know because, you know, Mars One doesn't know yet. It's still a high-level plan, and more information is being discovered as the plan develops.
And while Rodriguez and Golden hear the criticism, they remain undeterred. They're focused on selection rounds 3 and 4, slated to take place next year at a remote, yet-to-be-determined location. Here, the final 100 will be evaluated, tested, and whittled down to 24 for the mission. 12 men, 12 women. Those 24 will train full-time for 10 years.
It'll be around this time next year that you'll find out whether or not the next 10 years of your life, in theory, you're going to go into training for this thing.
Yes. Yes.
How are you feeling right now?
Super excited.
Yes.
In the meantime, Rodriguez and Golden go about their lives. And with their status as Mars One finalists, they spread the word not just about the mission, but about the science of Mars, the technology of space travel, and the spirit of exploration.
I feel like right now I have a voice where I can go and talk to children and they listen to me because I am this person who will be on Mars one day. And it inspires them to learn more. It inspires them to become scientists and engineers.
As for the big question, why do they want to do this? Quite simply, they believe in it.
It's definitely like a dream job, just being part of the experiment.
This is the first step for making humanity a space-faring civilization.
Will you step foot on Mars someday?
Yes.
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
And even if they never set foot on a launching pad, let alone the Red Planet, the experience has already altered the trajectory of these would-be explorers' lives forever. Before Mars One, they weren't even in the same orbit. And now, well,
because of Mars One, you know, we met, we fell in love, we lived together, we're, you know, planning on being together forever, regardless.
On Earth or on Mars?
On Mars, of course.
Say what you will, but you can't say these two aren't shooting for the stars. From the Curiosity Desk, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.